Good evening. Okay, we're up to Hilchas, Pirkei Aperos, Siman Reish Daled. We're in the middle of Seif Aleph. Continued examples of Shehakol, each of them with a bit of an element of Chiddush. The main Chiddushim we've discussed already now goes into all the examples. I'm on the top line of page Kuf Yud Aleph, just after the words of the Ramah. Alulovei Gefonim, these are grapes growing out. Lulovei Gefonim. So little grapes growing out. Mishnah explains if cotton yud lulavei gefonim kam bezeh hatam kuma bekoire. If you've got anything which is not really being planted for those grapes, those berries, then you're not going to make any adoma or eitz. You're just going to go for basic shahakol. Here again, those berries, those grapes growing out, you're only going to make shahakol. Al shkeid, that's an interesting one. Al shkeidim mesukim. This case is sweet almonds. Sha'oichlim oisa, which are eaten, kshem rakim, when they are soft, beklifeihem, when they are still within their shells. Again, almonds, sweet almonds, which are eaten when they are soft in their shells. Why do you make charcoal on them? Not fully developed. Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, have got nude base. After Kamelon, after Kamelon, the Elbasim and Resh Beis, the Beis, Beshakol Enonos, we discussed in the earlier Simon, that Kshemoitzioi Shum Prechoshiv Techev Pri, that when they, it's a pre, it's really a pre growing out of them, and surely it should be Hoet, shiny, awesome, it's there, different. Shunene Meguf Apri, Shinoitim Oysemach Mosoi. Havalhoche here, Beshkedi Mesukim, no sweet almonds, Bekatnusim when they are small. You're not enjoying it. They are so young, so small. You don't enjoy the actual pri. What you're really enjoying is the outer shell. What is tasty, the nice bit, is the outer shell. I don't exactly know how the shells of almonds. They're the outer shells. That's what you're enjoying. That's what you are. What you are benefiting from. Hence, the correct boch is shahakol and nothing else. Why is it? You make shahakol on the shell? Says the Mishnah Berurah, for lo not tilu in shadait the klipa, because people would not plant this hadait the klipa for the shells, ela only hadait the garineyam chase bashlu for domele korinal. This is again the same concept we have spoken about a number of times previously. If you don't grow something for that particular purpose, like the shells of here, you don't normally grow it for the shells. You normally plant it for the inner and not for the outer part. And therefore, now you're actually benefiting from the outer part. Okay, could be you're enjoying it, could be that edible, could be that nice. That's not why they were planted. Therefore, you don't make bar pure eitz on it. You're not going to make the correct bochit shakol. Because they're not the insha, dait locha, people don't plant it for this particular purpose. We've had other examples previously. If you're eating some fruit, something that grows from a tree, and it's not the regular intention of the planting. It's not the main intention for growing that particular. It's a side outcome. You don't make the regular boch, you make shakel in it. Yes, Moshe.
You see, anyways, like by other things that the peels and pips aren't counted anyways.
Yeah, it's not the same concept though, but I hear what you're saying. I hear the comparison, but it's not exactly the same. Over here, it's because not the insha diet lochi. Yeah. Only for that. Good question. Yeah, so good. So the answer is, generally speaking, the answer will ignore it. The fact that it's, because it's for the general population, generally people do. That's what it goes. It could change according to societies. But generally, you look at what generally people do. Continues the next case. Al-Chozes. Chozes is v'ushachas. Chozes is a different word for shachas, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Yud-Gimel explains. What is it? Tvua, this is produce, shelo hivyo shlish, which hasn't grown above its third, its initial third, for chozel achila, and it's already edible. Mishum deloi gom ha-peira, and since it's not fully grown, noch ischa daga, it falls down from one level, from Pri Adama, from the level of Pri Adama, it falls down to Le Shakol to Shakol. Then similarly, called Pri Adama, any Pri Adama, any vegetable, the loy goma pere, which is not fully grown, the chazilachin is already edible, is Shakol, is Shakol. So this over here is a produce, any fruit or vegetable which is not fully grown, which is not, hasn't reached a third yet, gonna be Shakol. I was thinking of any examples for that. What would you eat something which is not a third? Ah, is that what it is?
I'm not sure if they turn into real onions.
I see. But if spring onions would carry on developing into regular onions, it would be a... What's... Did anybody know about spring onions?
I've never heard that you don't say
Bardoma. Yeah. Onion, yeah. I don't know. Pardon?
Unripe bananas.
Yeah, if it's not a third yet, they're going to be really green and really raw. If it's not a third, you're going to make... That's right. You would indeed. You would indeed. I don't know if they're edible, though, but if they would... Yeah. Yes, again, if they're really a third, yeah, correct. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Val Koro Chaya, this is the pumpkin. I didn't know that, but apparently it's a pumpkin. You're going to make Shakol if it's raw. Koro Chaya, if it's raw, Mishnah says if it's raw. Val Kimcha Desara, which is flour. Barley, sorry, it's barley, kimcha is flour. Now, I don't know how that tastes, but it seems to be edible. It's somehow edible. Flour, I wouldn't want to taste flour, but apparently, sometimes flour can be edible. You make shakol on flour. If you taste it, let me know how it tastes, yeah? Val sheikha tmorim, sheikha sa'orim, this is beer of dates and beer and of barley. You make shakol on that. The Mishnah Berurah says, why do you make on it? Mishnah Berurah says an interesting explanation why. Bottom line of Sifkotten and Sifkotten design. V'sheicha sa'orim, which is sheicha sa'orim, which is barley beer. Hoil, since v'utzolu, liquid, v'oim and ishtiyan is about to be, you're going to drink it. Einoy nachshe b'chlal tafshil. It's not considered a tafshil, a produce, l'chameshes min edogon, of the five types of grain. Shevoch boirim in a mezoinus, you're not going to make mezoinus. Shein mevoch boirim in a mezoinus, elo on Michael. The bracha of boirim in a mezoinus only goes on food and not on liquids. K'mo shekotz v'sim reish ches evav. So we need to go on to a chiddush over here. Really, you would have thought that it's made out of chameshes min edogon, and you should make on it a boirim in a mezoinus. Think about it. Before you have your beer, you make mezoinus. It's made out of barley. Should make mezoinus on it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, no, you do not make because it's a liquid. Boirim in a mezoinus is only been said on liquids, and this is only on solids. This is a liquid item, and therefore you don't make boirim in a mezoinus. It appears that the reason for that is because of the chashivas. It loses its chashivas because it's a liquid and not a solid. It's not the same chashivas, and therefore it's dropping in brachas all the way to shakol. Pardon? It is, but it's you're right, it is a choshuv drink, I suppose, but it's not choshuv compared to a solid item which is made of chamesh min edogon. Okay, we'll get to porridge still. Yeah. Grape juice. Oh, so grape juice has its own designated brocha. Because grape juice, or wine. Oh, you mean grape juice as opposed to wine, you mean wine generally? Okay, that we'll get to. Before she see later. Fascinating halachas. We have lots of halachas. It's later see later. We'll maybe get that tomorrow. Val Sheikh Hasoirim. Val me, next case. Val me Sa'oirim. This is again a kind of Sa'oirim. So it's grain, wheat, water. Don't know how that tastes like. It's not real beer. Shemavash Nelechoyle, which is normally cooked for choylim. So it's liquid water made out of sa'orim, made out of grains, made out of wheat. That that's right. You drink it, therefore you're going to make shakol on it. Val isvei de davre, these are wild grasses, she'en nizoin, which normally you would not plant. So the way I can picture it is a kind of, it's not really a salad, it's more like grass that is edible. It's edible. So why do you make charcoal in it? Why don't you make hadam on it? Somebody would want to eat grass. Have you ever tasted chaim? Why don't you make hadam on it? So this one is isved dav, is wild grass, which is edible. So if you have, yeah, and if it's edible for human consumption as well. So you make charcoal. Why do you make charcoal? Because we don't what? This isved dav is edible. So the reason is, here again, because, you're right. I mean, it's a Mishnah Berurah explains in the Zohar. This is talking about Enon Zohar. They wouldn't normally be planted for that purpose. So the dafke ba'asamut enu chashuv mitzad atzmo loy mitzad zriya. The gedelim b'lozriya. It's something which you wouldn't normally plant. So even if they're edible, it's not something you normally plant. Since you wouldn't plant it, you don't make a shakel. You only make a shakel in it. Avor perush and tovel ma'achal. But anything which you normally plant, obviously it's going to be adama. So this is going back to earlier concept. Something which you wouldn't necessarily plant, which just happens to grow, you don't make adam on it, you don't make oitz in it, you only make shakel in it. Even if it's edible. Next case. Val sheves shikorin anitu roetzlema anis. I do not know what that is. I don't know what sheves is, shikorin anitu, I don't know what that is. But you make shakel in it, that's all I know. What is it? A drink. No, this is not going on that. Is it a five? You should be looking at six. Yeah. Val kamon vekazbu. These are spices. The spices are going to be shehakol because they're not normally, you don't normally eat them as it is. So therefore it's going to be shehakol. Mishnah Berurah says whether they are dry or they are solid, they're wet, doesn't make a difference. You make shehakol on them. Now, next case. Val choymet sheirvu b'mayim. Vinegar, which is diluted with water. You make charcoal. Actually, so you've got vinegar. Vinegar sometimes is good for, I think they used to have vinegar for toothaches, that's right, for any mouth issues. They would use vinegar and dilute it with water to the extent that it's even drinkable. You could drink it. You make charcoal. Why do you make charcoal in vinegar? You make charcoal in it. No, Shulchan Aruch says, well, choymet, she'evu b'mayim, if you have vinegar, which you add water to it, until it's, even it's drinkable, mevorach shakol, you make shakol in it. It's very good, says the Mishnah Berurah, exactly what you're saying, sif kot m'chov gimel, after mitchiloso yagin, although, at one point, it was wine, quite expensive wine, but now it's gone down to vinegar. Why do you make charcoal? Should be a bergofen. Kivin shenishtane. Since it's changed now, v'nasi choymetz, and it's become vinegar, ibet ma'alosa, it's lost its ma'ala. This is going back to the concept of min klala that we saw earlier. Things which are an intrinsic curse. They've been cursed, they've worked once very good, and it's lost its standard. You make charcoal. It loses its. So this wine might have been once 20, 30, 40 pounds wine. I saw advertised, somebody showed me advertised just before Purim, a bottle of wine costing over 1,000 pounds. I don't know if it caught your eye. Did it catch your eye? How much was it? 4,000 pounds? Something like that, a bottle of wine. So if you've got that kind of wine, if you keep it a drop too long, you open it up and you keep it a bit too long in the fridge, it's going to be vinegar worth 25p. Worse yet, I was thinking to myself, imagine if somebody buys that bottle of wine for 4,000 pounds on his way out, he smashes. So imagine it. So for that, I don't know why somebody would want to drink something which is worth for that. Can you imagine somebody drinking something 4,000 pounds worth of wine?
You put it in a vault and keep it for 10 years.
And then, so why did you spend the 4,000 pounds?
So in 10 years it's worth 12 grand.
Mm-hmm. So it's an investment?
Yes. Sure.
So nobody's actually going to drink it until it actually turns sour. Nobody's going
to
drink it. So it's an investment.
He'll sell it to some Japanese bloke who's got too much money.
And then he's going to drink it?
He'll sell it to some.
And then, ultimately, at the end of the day, after the investment,
who cares?
So, I was wondering, why would somebody spend thousands of pounds on a bottle of wine? I don't. They go up in wine. You get, okay, fine. Okay, it's good to know. It's good to know if I have one spare 4,000 pounds. It's good, a worthwhile investment. So here we're talking about the wine which has gone low into vinegar. This ibed ma'alosso, Mishnah Berurah says, it's lost, it's maila, and therefore it's going to be sha'akol, and you don't make on vinegar, you don't make hagafen anymore. It's now sha'akol. Next case. What about vinegar? Shulchan Aruch continues. Straight out vinegar. Al chaymet, on vinegar, siv base. Tlevadoi, if you have just pure, undiluted vinegar, and you want to have a bit of a drink, so enim avarech klom, you do not make any bracha on pure vinegar. Mipnei shumazika, because it damages. It's particularly unhealthy. It's particularly damaging. You don't make a bracha on something which is particularly unhealthy. Siv gotten chavdalet in Mishneh Berurah. Particularly strong vinegar, that has gone so sour, that it's going to be bubbles when you pour it on the ground. It's going to be all bubbly. But if the vinegar is not that strong, you have a sip of vinegar. No, but it's that strong. Slightly diluted, it's not that bad. Vada isla anomine, you have some benefit from it, you certainly do have some benefit from it. And you're going to make a bracha on it. I don't know exactly when a person will drink vinegar like that, undiluted vinegar. A bit of vinegar.
What about wine vinegar? You can get wine vinegar.
What's that?
Yes, that's the same.
It's supposed the same. You're going to make.
If,
yeah, so you drink it for. You drink it raw like this? You would normally.
You might from medicinal purposes.
You would, pardon?
From medicinal purposes. Is it cure for
them? Okay, it's going to be sha'akol then.
It used to be in the old days, it's cure for things like scurvy.
You have vinegar?
Yes.
Okay, sha'akol.
Or no bracha.
Or what?
Or no bracha. If it's pure medicinal.
Yeah, if it's that's right. If it's absolutely. Yeah, correct.
What about raw fish?
Pardon?
Raw fish.
What's the shaila? It's dog game, you make sha'akol. What would be. So therefore what? What would be the tzad to make? What other bracha would it be? You don't make a bracha at all?
Yeah.
If it's mamish mazik. If it's Rabbi Issa, what do you think? I don't know. What, pardon? No bracha? Raw fish. It's mazik. Yeah, is it mazik to the extent that you're going to make no bracha on it?
Yeah.
He's not referring to. He's referring to fish that is. Yeah, I think you still make shakal in it. Yeah, so if it is, I suppose you're going to make shakal still. Next case, Sif Gimel. Reicha, the smell, chalav choymet, v'tayme chamron, it tastes like wine. So you've got over here a bottle of wine, which it smells already slightly off. It has that vinegary kind of smell, but it tastes like wine. So now we want to know, has it gone down to shakal or is it still by agafen? It's borderline. We call it borderline. It smells already a bit off, but it tastes all right. What bracha is it? So reicha chala per shchoymetz. The smell is of shchoymetz of vinegar. The taima, but its taste chamo is of wine. Chamo, yes, it's still wine. Umevoy cholov, and the bracha, the correct bracha for that is going to be bar pei agafen. You make bar pei agafen. So it still remain, although the smell is a smell of vinegar. You don't go according to the smell, you go according to the taste. I think this is quite important, actually. I was wondering is this ever relevant? Is this ever relevant? That you go according to the smell, that according to the taste and not the smell. I'll tell you what I think. I don't know if this ever exists, but imagine you have got, I don't know if it's mamash true what I'm saying, but I was just wondering, imagine you've got cheese or milk, which is borderline off. Imagine, now, I don't know why you want to drink it, but let's say it tastes already slightly off. No, it smells already slightly off, but it still tastes okay. Imagine cheese, for instance. Yeah, imagine.
Milk.
Milk does that sometimes, yeah? It first smells off, but it still tastes all right. Yeah? Yeah. Okay, so the question is, would you still make shakal in it, or would it lose its bracha because it's off? That's right. So we're learning over here, l'chayr it's comparable to this of it. You can still make shakal. Though it tastes off, you can still make shakal in it. What do you think? Is that a comparison? I think it might be.
And I'm thinking about sour cream.
Sour cream is meant to be like that. It's a shakal.
That's
yeah. Okay, next, Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet tells us, Kol Shibnei Odom, Nimnoim lishtoisoi mipnei chamitzusoi. Anything. That people would refrain from drinking mipnei chamitzusoi. It's got a very strong soury taste. You will not make a burpe agofen in it, but a shakol. So this is basically following very much the earlier seif. Some wine or any other item that has already gone from burpe agofen, it's already not, people wouldn't really go for it anymore. It's got some vinegary, it's already sour, it's a bit off already. You don't make burpe agofen in it, it goes down to shakol. Sif Hei and Sif Vav is going to go, we're going to start a discussion of, which is with regards to wine, and grape juice, and it's particularly relevant with regards to contemporary grape juices. We're talking about diluting the wines. We know that, as an introduction, we need to make sure that we remember that the wine used to be particularly strong. You'd add water to dilute it. Normally, it would be a certain measure. We'll see soon how it goes, how much wine to how much water. Grape juice, we'll see, is going to be an interesting shayla. Can you add, the shayla we're going to be discussing, can you add to the wine that you've got nowadays, if it's a bit strong on Pesach, let's say. Let us say that the wine is a bit strong. Can you add a bit of water to it, or will it lose its purple agafen? Can you add water to the wine? Or will it lose its purple agafen? Similar question. Do you have wine on let us say that? Lamb wine? What happens if you have grape juice and you want to add a bit of water to the grape juice? What happens then? Do you lose the bracha? Will it be down in shakol? Will it be down to a shakol now? If you add a bit of water? Or maybe not. So that will be discussed there in the sieve. It's no gear on Pesach taka. Sifei shimrei yayin mevorech alam burpei agofen. The residue, the leftovers of wine, is burpei agofen. Nasan bohem mayim. If you added water to these leftovers of the grapes, nasan bohem mayim, you've added water. Im nasan shloishom midois mayim. If you've got three portions of water, vemotzo arba, and so it's three shares of water and one quarter of this residue of grapes, havelike yain mazuk, it's considered diluted wine. Umevorach burpei agofen, you can make burpei agofen. One quarter grapes, three quarters water, you make burpei agofen. Ve'im motza pochois. And if you've put more water or less grapes, motzo pochois, half of pishesh b'taim yain, he still has a taste of wine. Kiu ba'almu, it's a bit of a taste of it. Ve'enim b'vorech al shakol, but you can't make shakol in it. You can only make a shakol in it. So if it's more than 75% water, if it's more than 75% water and one quarter and 25%. Grapes, it's shakol. 75% water, it's lost. V'hainu b'yeinois shelahem, shem chazokim. This was earlier generations, earlier years, where the wine was really strong. Aval yeinois shelonu, but our wines, she'enum chazokim kukach, which are not so strong, afilu ramat losa, v'osar bo, enum evorech alo burpei agofen. Even with 75%, exactly, you can't make agofen in it anymore with 75% water. The bottom line is, how do you know if something is burpei agofen or not? You look at how is the wine produced in that particular place. If that is the regular way of making wine, then you make agofen. If you're adding water to the regular way of making wine, it's going to be shakol. If you've got one out of six, then it's certainly going to be bottled. But the Yesoid, Rabbi Isa, is, the Yesoid is, that if you've got a wine which is more watery, we'll get more to in Zivov, if it's more watery than regular wines, it will not be Hagofen, it will be Shakoi. Again, according to Shulchan Aruch, if you've got a wine which is more watery than regular wines, it's going to be charcoal. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? If you've got a wine and you add water to it, you've got a half a cup. Do you know what? I'll tell you an example. If you're making Havdalah, you're making Kiddush, and you suddenly realize you've run out of wine. Ever happened to you? It's only happened to me. I don't know. So it happens to others as well? Happens? Yeah? Okay, so you've got half, you have the becher, half empty, half a cup of wine. And now you say, okay, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of bothering the neighbors again this week, I bothered them already last week and the week before. I've gone through all the neighbors already. So now I'm going to just add half water into the becher. Can you do that or not? It's full. It's full. Half wine, half water. How's it going to taste like? Pretty watery, right? So the halacha is going to be, because of that, you can't do it. Because if you added a substantial amount of water into the wine, substantial amount of water, it loses its agafen, it's going to be shakel. You can drink it if it's shakel, but if you want to make agafen, you can't make agafen anymore.
We know you can add a bit for the halacha, because of what you learned.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely. That's absolutely. Very good. Well, it would be shakel, correct. Yeah, correct. Yeah, but that's going to be quite a bit. Yeah, you're going to have a problem. Absolutely. You're going to run into trouble. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, Rabbi said we've covered tonight various halachot in regards to shakol. We spoke about almonds, which are raw. You make shakol on them. We spoke about all types of flowers. We spoke about beer. You make shakol on beer. We spoke about kind of spices. You make shakol on them too. Vinegar, add it with water, you make charcoal. Vinegar, pure vinegar, you don't make a bracha. We spoke about wine, which is on its way out to be off. If it tastes like wine, you can still make a gofen. But if it tastes like vinegar, you make charcoal. We spoke about the proportion of wine to water when it still remains a gofen and when it loses to charcoal. Right, see, vov tomorrow, Be'ez HaShem, is Baruch Shem.